This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, how you doing? My name's Keras and I would like you to introduce myself. This is a show called Love Keras, and yeah, okay, it's got my name in the title, but Love Keras is all about sharing the love. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about me and who I am and how did I get to this point in time. I had a lot of spiritual experiences through my childhood. The earliest one recollection was when I was 9 years old and I was saved from an accident by a spirit. That's a story for another day. That's way too long to get hold of now. So many adventures in my life has given me some encouragement that there is somebody always looking after me. After accidentally emigrating to New Zealand in the year 2000, my life took a different turn spiritually, where I was able to connect with spiritual leaders who helped me learn how to drive my gift. And I didn't think there was too much into it at the time, but I learned how to do what I felt was right at the time, following joy and stepping away from negative situations that seemed to pull me down into deep, dark aspects. I learned that I was a mirror and I reflected other people's energy. So, interesting times. Met lots of people and had lots of new adventures. And then just before 2020, I went back to Wales to spend some time with my family. And we got caught up in the international dramas. I won't go too much into that situation. We were all there. We all had our own experiences. But my experiences were pretty bad. I lost everybody important in my life. And I asked all my angels to help. And I had one child in New Zealand. I had one child in the UK. And my only outcome there, my only positive outcome could be to reunite my children. I asked my angels and my guides for help. And the only way they could help me was bringing me images. Images that I was able to translate and put on paper. And I found these images represented certain times in my life where I was going through stress or evolution, and the images were able to help me clear my head and understand what was going on at that time. I was able to get my first deck of cards printed and started doing readings for friends, family, and the feedback was amazing. It was absolutely incredible how, even though these images were mine and my thought process, my intuitive healing process, they were also helping many other people. And I realized that that's how peace of mind is developed. It's by going through your own healing journey and understanding what's happened doesn't happen to you. It actually happens for you. And when you're able to join the dots or put the whole piece of the puzzle together, that's when you find peace of mind. So yeah, I hope you're enjoying. Hopefully, by tuning in and meeting lots of other people who have special gifts and talents, who have overcome adversity and are able to help you to be the best personal version of you.
What if the whole reason that we're here is so we could dive into our fears? What if all the demons in our lives
wanna open up our mind. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You ever heard the word paranoia? It's the opposite of paranoia, pronoia. The belief that the world conspires in your favor. Honey, it's a game changer, it's a cherry lifesaver. So sweet. Was for my own protection. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You ever heard the word paranoia? It's the opposite of paranoia, pronoia. The belief that the world conspires in your favor. Honey, it's a game changer, it's a cherry lifesaver, so sweet. Breaking down. It's a dip before I hit the higher ground. So I tell myself it's meant to be.
Pronoia by Carly Pearl, one of my first manifestation songs that I found, and I'd listen to that day in, day out. And it just gives me that earworm to think of positive things instead of negative things. So yeah, if I've introduced you to a new song, yay, enjoy. And yeah, you're listening to Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And today I am joined by the lovely Kelly Fay. Thank you so much for being here, Kelly. Welcome. I'm looking forward to seeing which direction today's conversation is going to go. So, hello, Kelly.
Hello. Yeah, thank you so much for the introduction. I'm very excited to be here as well. It's always very exciting, something brand new in your creative endeavors.
Absolutely exciting.
And, yeah, and brand new for me as well, because I haven't spoken publicly about my art.
Yeah.
And the evolution of it. So, yeah.
Kelly is a contemporary New Zealand artist inspired by nature and her own personal healing journey. And it's quite exciting for me because if it wasn't for you, Kelly, I wouldn't be here today. It's just such a story. I happened to be in town and I was getting my car fixed and I was having a coffee in the shop across the road, Aromas with Mandy. And I noticed that you'd put a post on Facebook telling people that you had your art in a gallery underneath the cinema. So I went in to have a look since I was there and since I could. And it happened to be in the Access Radio Taranaki Gallery. And on my way out, I bumped into a friend that I hadn't seen in 15 years, the lovely Tracy Blake. And I was chatting to her and telling her about what I've been up to the last 15 years and telling her all about my card. So thank you, Kelly, for bringing this opportunity into my life, because it's quite exciting, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's quite a cool little story. And I was so grateful that Access Radio offered me that space to share my artwork. And it was in that space for a whole month. And I don't think I posted that post until it was the last week of the exhibition that I put that post up, and just sort of willy-nilly. And yeah, you saw that and you got
over
there.
Oh my God, I was amazed. You were such beautiful. Oh, that picture that I saw, the wolf, and she was awesome. Really beautiful. I really fell in love with that one. And yeah, everything else just rolled into place. You had quite a few pictures up there too. Did you tell me you sold that one?
Yeah, so that one is sold. That was a popular, popular one. Yeah. And I love that about the art pieces that I do, is when you see, when you see others connect with them, and you know, they just resonate with the image or the colour, or it just gives them a good feeling inside. And when they decide, no, I'm going to buy that and put it on my wall, and it can serve them as a really nice reminder or connection, and that just makes my day. And that's kind of, that's why I do what I do, really.
And you can feel the vibes through the paintings. The energy that just comes through and connects.
Yeah, yeah.
You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So, what would be your ideal client then? What kind of person would, if you were to do a painting for somebody, what would be your ideal client?
Anybody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody and anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got such a wide range of choices.
Yeah.
And your, where does your art come from? Where does your passion come from?
So for me, it's just, art's been a huge part of me since a very young age.
Yeah.
And so I think there's been a evolution journey through the years, and it's been really neat to be witness to how that's kind of found its way, and to where I'm at today and the way that I'm painting today.
Yeah.
Especially in the last couple of years, it's really taken a significant shift. And as you say, there's a lot of healing themes, and there's this beautiful colour in the pieces as well, which is also really like healing. Colour therapy. There's the subject matter, which has really strong, bold sort of storytelling to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, art is really up to your own interpretation. So different people could look at the same piece of art and tell a different story for them.
Yep.
And so that's a part of it I really enjoy as well. But, yeah, I think it started from when I was very young.
Yeah. How old were you when you first picked up the paintbrush? Go on.
I think it was early primary school is one of my earliest memories. So the teachers at school, they would have all the kids sit on the mat, and she would read us a story. And then after the story, we'd sit at our desk with our paper and paints, and she would say, "Now paint."
Yep.
What you saw, paint your interpretation of the story. And so I did this painting of, you know, a teddy bear and his lunchbox lying on the sand.
Yeah.
And I took it home, and my mother framed it and put it on her wall. I think the colours really went with her decor and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a win. And yeah, that painting stayed there for years.
Yeah.
So as an adolescence, let's say, I saw that painting and kind of thought, yeah, that's not bad for a six-year-old or a seven-year-old.
Yeah.
And I could just, I started to connect with the idea that I did have this eye for the art and this unique interpretation.
Yes.
And so, yeah, high school art class was my favourite.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I'd turn up to school just to go to art class.
Yeah, I can go with that one.
yeah, why not? And yeah, I think a lot of the peers would tell me that I had this talent, right? Yeah. Or like, you're talented, or you're skilled at this.
Yes.
And I never saw it that way.
Yeah.
I never saw it as a talent. I always just enjoyed the creative process.
Yes.
But
there's something magical about being able to see something in your mind's eye and transform it into paper or onto a canvas or something. It's being able to drag it out of your mind's eye and put it there. That's not something that just anybody can do.
Yeah. And I think I didn't really have that awareness until the others were starting to tell me these things, and yes. I was putting, you know, one and two together, and
yeah.
So it was the others that helped me as well to understand
yes.
that part of me.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was sort of the younger days with the art, and so I just keep going, and it's always been something that I've done. And I did have a lot of trouble growing up. So in my younger adult years, I did come into a lot of depression.
Yeah.
And drug addictions.
Yeah.
And at that time, I think, you know, you can always see it in the art, eh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I was painting a lot in black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of sort of darker subject, snakes, dragons,
yes.
castles,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
And yeah, I think I sobered up when I was about 24, 25. I sobered up.
Yeah.
And I had my first spiritual awakening.
Oh.
Yeah. And I started painting in colour.
Wow.
Started painting in these big, bold, contrasting colours.
Yeah.
So I really knew something had shifted big time.
Yes.
And I've got the painting at home, the first painting I did.
Yeah.
Which was this angel kind of like painting.
Yeah.
With these big blue wings, angel wings.
Yes.
And she's holding this flower, and there's that, you know, nature connection there.
Yeah.
And that was my essence that I was painting.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was me. That was a sort of the rebirth.
Yeah.
And I painted myself in my natural sort of essence. And then, yeah, ever since then, my paintings have been sort of similar, like really colourful.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I love bold. That.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Go yo!
Yeah, so it's been fun to watch that unfold. And then now just going crazy on these big canvases. And just letting it out. Eh?
So much fun.
Yeah.
So have you got anything on the go at the moment?
No, just painting.
No. Just painting?
Yeah, just doing the painting. You got
any half finished ones?
Oh, I always have half finished ones. Yeah.
Just waiting for it to go. So how's the best to connect with you then, Kelly?
So I'm on Facebook.
Yeah.
Kelly Fay.
Yep.
That's the best way to find me.
So it's KellyFaye.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to check out Kelly's artwork, pop onto Facebook and, yeah, go and stalk her page. Go on. Give it a like.
Yes,
give it a follow.
Yes, stalk me. I don't mind.
And, yeah. That's awesome, Kelly. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I've asked Kelly to share some of your favourite songs.
Yippee.
Yeah, so what song are you going to choose first?
So my first song will be, it's a song called Jungle, and this is by the wonderful Tesh Sultana. Yeah, so...
And what's so special? What do you find so special about that song?
Oh, I just love that song so much. To me, that song symbolizes for me the spiritual awakening. It's pretty self-explanatory in the lyrics, and the music itself is amazing. It's just a really soulful song, so yep. You just turn it up loud and
right.
Hit the gym.
Right, so we're gonna play that song now. Turn the volume up and enjoy. And welcome back. You're listening to Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And this is where we turn our energy to focus on you, our listener. And while you were listening to that lovely song, we pulled some cards, we shuffled our decks and pulled out some cards for a collective reading. I've manifested that if you were here right now listening to this, there will be a message for you today, and my inner being would love a quick chat with your inner being. So if you're still listening, let me know if you resonate with what comes out. So I'm going to be using my own deck, Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing process. And Kelly, what deck are you using today?
And today I've got the Earth Magic by Stephen D. Farmer.
Awesome. I haven't seen those before. I'll have to check those out later.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So we've both got a couple of cards that jumped out for us. I'm going to go first. And the first card that came out is, not everybody that smiles at you is your friend. And that was backed up by missing you. So what this is a meaning is just be aware that there may be energies around you at the moment who do not have your best interests at heart. And they may smile and be all friendly and pretend to have your greatest needs at heart. But really speaking, they're only after their own agenda. So just be aware, and how you are going to know who that is, you'll get that feeling. Because the missing you card, that is asking you to pay attention to your own inner being, because your inner being would always tell you yes or no. Your inner being will give you that ick when somebody around you is trying to put their own agenda in the situation. Okay, so I'd like you to be aware of that right now. Kelly, what have you found?
Awesome. All right. So I've got two cards here as well. First card is card of the dawn, new beginnings. I'm actually just having a little spy at your card over there with a rainbow on it.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a big symbolism of new beginnings, a rainbow.
Absolutely.
Or a promise. So something new on the rise. In this card here, we've got the sunshine beaming through and shining light on the hills as well. So perhaps there's been a challenge that you've gone through recently with the hills, you know. I always like to think that the best view comes from the top of the mountain, but it's always a bit of a struggle sometimes to climb to that peak. But when you do get there, you really see, you know, why you done those things. So new beginnings, yeah. So that's a really positive card. I'm liking that one. And new moon as well, promise. Didn't I just say that with the rainbow?
You did indeed.
Yeah. So yeah.
And they're both sunsets.
Yeah.
The beautiful sky.
Yeah. So there's beautiful light in there with the sky. Sky Father. We've got the hour there with the water. There's hour in here too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, you've got the water in yours too.
We do.
There we go. So, yeah, beautiful life force energy coming through, and some cleansing, and, yeah, some new beginnings and new promises. So that's real positive. I like that one.
Absolutely. So pay attention to your own thoughts and feelings about whatever situation is coming up, and make sure that it feels good. Always follow the joy.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful.
I love that. Thank you so much. That's brilliant. So if you have been affected by this energy at the moment, how would you suggest that they take this forward, information and advice going forward?
I would say what comes to mind is remember who you are. Remember that you are stronger than you think.
Absolutely.
And you're brave. And you're amazing, and you can get through anything.
Yes.
And you've got these gifts within you, that you can draw upon at any time to, you know, use your discernment over here with the, you know, people, new people coming in, you know, using your discernment, you know, which situations serve me and which don't. And I think, yeah, just knowing who you are and what you want in life would help you navigate your way through any challenge and obstacle and come to these new beginnings that are really serving.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, it's your life and you have to live it. And our inner being is asking you to only follow the things that bring joy into your world. And because whatever seeds you plant, that's the tree or the flower that's going to grow. So make sure you're planting the good seeds and enjoy the sunshine and the whole outcome that follows. I love that. Thank you so much. So we're going to have a new song now. Kelly, what song have you chosen for your second song?
For my second song, this one is actually by The Cure.
Yeah.
And it is called A Forest. So, yes, I know.
Oh, interesting.
I know the first song was Jungle and this one's Forest. But yeah, this is a good oldie but a goodie. This one's very nostalgic for me and it reminds me of my inner child. So
cool. Perfect.
Yeah.
Cool. We will enter the forest and enjoy.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You're listening to Love Caris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And we've had a lovely journey with your songs, Kelly. First of all, you took us to the jungle. Then you took us to the forest. And then you give us a tour. So 46.2.2+2 is the tool song. And it's been very interesting here. Kelly has brought the fairies into play, so we've had a bit of a giggle. And she's told me that she'd like to read us a nice poem. So over to you, Kelly. What's this poem called?
Okay, so this poem's called Romany, and I wrote this one a few years ago. Puzzle pieces perfectly placed amongst the charm and chaos of my life that is. I admire the adventure of my creativity. As the Romany rises, she travels in time. She reads the tea leaf and sets herself free. She reads, she writes, and she plays for days. At times, her hierophant is in the haze. Who shall we meet on our journey? Shall we be wild? Shall we behave? Shall we be nomadic? A quest of presence, a child of the earth, an organic explorer, she roams barefooted. Her feet hold stories of depth and empathy. Stories of outstanding strength. She embodies the love of the world we know possible. The Romy sits by the river and remembers the call to jump in and float.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. Very interesting. So we've had a walk through the forest of the gypsy child, really, haven't we? From start to finish.
Yeah, it's sounding like that.
Yeah. And you've chosen another song to go with that one, and that's Fleetwood Mac, Sisters of the Moon.
Thank you.
And that was another new song for me, Atypical. I love being introduced to new songs and the songs that I would not automatically pick up myself. So, yeah, cool. Thank you, Kelly. I'm loving this new music. So just a quick send out. If you're not up to much this weekend, pop down to Stratford at the A&P Showgrounds, which are by the Speedway. We've got a Earthly Sensation Spiritual and Craft Fair all weekend, the 19th and the 20th of July. So pop down, say hi, I'll be there. And there are many, many other readers, healers, stall holders, and just a good day to be had by all. So pop down, you could even have a cup of tea or coffee, something to eat, plenty of parking. And yeah, it'd be lovely to see a few new faces there. There's a monthly market held by the amazing Mags and Rachel. And yeah, they've done an awesome job of putting it all together. And since we started on Carly Pearl, I'm going to finish off with Carly Pearl. This song seems to be relevant to all we've been talked about today. So we've got the inner child, we've got the personal growth, and this one is dedicated to her inner child. I'm on my way.
When I was a child, I was wild, had a fire, had a style, yeah, unrefined, yeah. I owe her an apology, I let them tame the wild in me. Sorry that I'm late, but I'm on my way now. Go ahead, free that child, that in a while, been a while, I'm back to save you. Go ahead, free that child, that in a while, been a while, won't let them tame you. Fancy schools fed me all these fancy booze, lost my cool, yeah, attitude, yeah. And I owe her an apology, I let them tame the wild in me. Sorry that I'm late, but I'm on my way now. Go ahead, free that child, that in the wild, been a while, I'm back to save you. Your inhibitions, babe, you don't need permission. Take that thing that makes you different, it's the key to your ignition. Pony high, keep it messy, leave out jeans, keep them guessing. Sorry that I'm late, but I am on my way now. Your inhibitions, babe, you don't need permission. Take that thing that makes you different. Pony high, keep it messy, leave out jeans, keep them guessing. Sorry that I'm late, but I am on my way.
Oh my God, On My Way, that is honestly one of my favourite songs of all time. I'm singing that in the car at full blast all the time. I love it so much. And it's fitted in well with the theme of the show today. And I just want to say thank you so much, Kelly, and her Faye that she's brought along with her today. It's been such a crazy giggle. Good job you couldn't hear us in between.
Yes,
in between the songs. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, definitely some giggles there, and the fae decide to come in at the best of times when we're trying to concentrate and actually get some things done. But no, that's awesome, and it's definitely been fun, and it's always really neat to just have creative projects with others as well, and not just doing it by yourself all the time. So
I love it that you're my first on the show, and if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here today. So I'd love you to come back anytime you want to. We're going to be talking to lots of other people as the weeks go by. Next week we've got the lovely Linda Norcott coming to join us, and Linda reminds me of a little pixie in her own being. She's an amazing woman, talented healer, and so looking forward to catching up with her as well. And so thank you so much for all listening and being a part of my show, and whatever it will be, but I'm looking forward to this new evolution. If you'd like to contact me or get in touch, find me on Facebook is probably the best bet, or you've got my website, lovekeris.com. And just go along this journey and see where it leads us, and have a great day. Love you.
Universe is atypical, I'm not afraid. Flying around as an oracle, I would say. Skin brown, have no bounds. Called a creepy clown, talk with different sounds. Hate the noisy towns, I've got away. I found miracles hidden outside. Have rituals and my own guides. Water, earth and fire, summoned in my tower. Well, I'm way away from any soul. Real light on the typical minds. Written inside my typical fairy tale. Whoa, it's not typical plan. And if I doubt, I'm a chemical anyway. It's physical, feel it everywhere. Invisible spirits in my soul. They know how to keep it slow when they glow in my mystical nightmares. Universe is a paradox, I admit. Figuring out the invisible, I'm on it. So philosophical, imperceptible, magical. Equinox talks to my particles. Have old animals hidden inside. It's the reason why I'm being profound. They keep me like a treasure. I'm looking at the future. I'm on the way, I'm not alone. Real light on the typical minds. Written inside my typical fairy tale. Whoa, it's not typical plan. And if I doubt, I'm a chemical anyway. It's physical, feel it everywhere. Invisible spirits in my soul. They know how to keep it slow when they glow in my mystical nightmare.
Thanks for listening to this episode.
For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.